begin our Sabbath worship with the ritual for the lighting of the Sabbath candles on page 7 of the prayer book. We read the ritual responsively, and we will be led in it this evening by Mrs. David Sugarman. Light is the symbol of the divine. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Light is the symbol of the divine law, for the commandment is a lamp and the law is a light. Therefore, in the spirit of our ancient tradition that hallows and unites Israel in all lands and all ages, do we now kindle the Sabbath light. Bless us with Sabbath joy. May the Lord bless us with Sabbath peace. Amen. We continue on page 49. Gathered in thy house, O God, now that the shadows of evening fall, we open our hearts to the sweet and comforting influences of the day hallowed for thy worship. We thank thee for all thy blessings, for the dispensations of thy providence, and for the tokens of thy goodness toward us. Every day we receive of the fullness of thy bounty. By thy protection, we have passed safely through the dangers that beset our path. When we are tried by sorrow, and days of anguish are allotted to us, it is not that thou hast forsaken us. Thine eye is ever upon us, and thine arm still guides us. In thine own time, O God, we shall say with the ancient seer, I thank thee that thou hast tried me. For now that thy visitation is past, thou comfortest me, and I draw waters of joy from the wells of salvation. We pray for all people who at this hour are in tribulation, in sickness, in want, in danger of body or soul. We name in our hearts those who are near to us and in whose afflictions we are afflicted. Let them see thy help and grant them a blessed release from their trials. Together, O Lord, be merciful to us in our failings and trespasses, and when we have gone astray, help us to find our way back to thee. Grant us vision and courage, that unhindered and unafraid, we may pursue the paths of truth and duty. Enlighten our minds, that we put to the highest use every gift of thy hand, that we cherish a good conscience above worldly gain, and a healthy soul above sensual gratification. We need thy help, O Father, in our endeavor to fulfill the deeper longings of our hearts. Be with us as thou wast with our fathers, and help us so to live that in work or rest, in company or solitude, we may testify to our faith in thee and thy law. We rise and recite together. For Afu es Adonai Hamavora, praise ye the Lord to whom all praise is due. Baruch Adonai Hamavora la'olam voev. Praise be the Lord to whom all praise is due forever and ever. Thou art our God and Father, the source whence life and all its blessings flow. Wherever we turn our gaze, we behold signs of thy goodness and grace. The fullness of thy power is disclosed to us in thy gracious dealings with Israel, in thy constant shaping of human destiny, and in the marvelous works of thy creation. The whole universe proclaims thy glory. Thy loving spirit hovers over all thy works, guiding and sustaining them. The harmony and grandeur of nature speak to us of thee, our God, of thine infinite might and majesty. We rise and recite together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Voev. Praised be his name, whose glorious kingdom is forever and ever. On page 52, let us pray together. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt speak of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house and upon thy gates, that ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. Remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, that ye go not about after your own heart and your own eyes. His works and wonders surpass our understanding. His gifts and blessings are without number. As thou hast redeemed Israel and saved him from arms stronger than his own, so mayest thou redeem all who are oppressed and persecuted. Praised be thou, O Lord, Redeemer of Israel and of all mankind. Page 56, let us pray together. Cause us, O Lord our God, to lie down each night in peace, and to awaken each morning to renewed life and strength. Spread over us the tabernacle of thy peace. Help us to order our lives by thy counsel, and lead us in the paths of righteousness. Be thou a shield about us, protecting us from hate and war, from pestilence and sorrow. Curb thou also within us the inclination to do evil, and shelter us beneath the shadow of thy wings. Guard our going out and our coming in unto life and peace from this time forth and forevermore. Praise be thou, O Lord, God of our fathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the ruler of heaven and earth. The holy God beyond compare giveth rest to his people on his holy Sabbath day. To him our thanks are due. He is the Lord of peace, who halloweth the Sabbath and blesseth it. May the rest and quiet of this hour of worship refresh our inner life and renew in us the sense of thy holy presence. Open our eyes that we behold truth and beauty in the words of the inspired teachers of thy will. Animate our thoughts and endeavors with the power of thy divine purposes, so that whatever our hand findeth to do, we may do with all our might. Fill our hearts with Sabbath peace and serenity, that we may hear the voice of thy Spirit and be moved to build our lives on the abiding foundations of thy law. Together, our God and God of our fathers, grant that our worship on this Sabbath be acceptable to thee. Sanctify us through thy commandments, and may we share in the blessings of thy word. Teach us to be satisfied with the gifts of thy goodness, and gratefully to rejoice in all thy mercies. Purify our hearts that we may serve thee in truth. O, help us to preserve the Sabbath as Israel's heritage from generation to generation, that it may bring rest and joy, peace and comfort to the dwellings of our brethren, and through it thy name be hallowed in all the earth. Praised be thou, O Lord, who sanctifiest the Sabbath. We continue with the Torah service on page 94 of the prayer book. It shall come to pass in the end of days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many peoples shall go and say, Come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. is the covenant which dedicates Israel to the one eternal God. This is the Torah, the pillar of right and of truth. This is the law that proclaims the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Together, may we never fail in gratitude to our Father for this blessed heritage and for the martyrdom they suffered in its defense. Let us proclaim its truth, abide by its teaching, and ever proclaim together the watchword of our faith, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The scripture portion for this Sabbath is from the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis and describes the story of Noah, the ark, and the flood. The blessings before and after the reading of the Torah, as well as the Torah portion itself, will be given by Richard Allen Sugarman, this evening's bar mitzvah, son of Mr. and Mrs. David Sugarman.
For who asked Adonai Hamparach? Baruch Adonai Hamvarach Eolam Tzoeh. Baruch Atar Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Nosan Lanu Mosar Banu Kol Ha'amim V'nosan Lanu Es Koroso. Baruch Atar Adonai Nosein HaTorah. Eled Toldos Noach. Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya Vador Sa. Es Ha'olohim Hisolech Noach. Vayolah Noach Shosha Vanim. Hashem has come to ask Yochet. But he shall face the earth with nail in a team of labor or stomach. By your merit, Elohim, ask the earth, behine nish for so, by your merit, him or not. Kate called the star ball upon I keep more off of earth stomach. By your Elohim, may be ask him a bull, my yim off of earth. Meshachesh kol basar asher bo ruach chayim kol asher bo eretz yisrael. Vata aseh lekol teipas aseh gofeh. Unim ta aseh es hateva. Tachtim shniyim ushlishim ta aseha. Vakaparta osa mi bayis umisus ta kofeh. Uvasa el hateva ata uvanecha ita. Unshe vanecha itak. Umis kol hochai mikol basor tovi el hateva. La hachayos itak. Zachar unkevas yikyu. Bato kach lekol mikol maafal asher yeochel. Ba'a sapta eleka bahaya v'lachim l'ach la. Vayaa noh kathol asher divah oso Elohim. Vayomer Adonai lanoh. Bo ata vaso beska el ateva kiosa raisi tadek lafana azek. Nikol ab hema dahora kach shiva ish veish to. Umim ab hema asher lo dahora hi. Shnayim ish veish to. Gam eos une. Shiva, Zachar Unkeva, Ki Bayamim Od Shiva, Anochi Mamatir Al for Earth, Arbaim Yom Arbaim, Loila, Umachisi Esko Hakum Asher Asisi Meal Pane Hadama, Baruch Hatar Noel Hinu Mel Halon, Asher Nosan Lono Taras Emes Bakayim. Nata Bisokane, Baruch Hatar Anoy Mosein HaTorah. The translation of the Torah portion reads thus. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was in his generation a man religious and wholehearted. Noah walked with God, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japh. And the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and, behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted their ways upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is coming before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and, behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, with whom shalt thou make the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is how thou shalt make it, the length of the ark 300 cubits, the width of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits, the light shalt thou make to the ark. And to a cube shall finish it upward. And a dooryard shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And I, behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything in the earth shall perish, but I will establish my covenant with thee. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of everything of all flesh, two of every sort shall come into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of the fowl of their kind, and of the cattle of their kind, of every creeping thing of the ground after its kind. Two of every sort shall come into thee, to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and gather it to thee, and it shall be food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all God commanded him. So he did.
We continue with the service of the return of the scroll to the ark on page 96 of the prayer book. Let us rise. It hath been told thee, O man, what is good, what the Lord doth require of thee, only to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
dear parents, grandmother, rabbi, cantor, dear relatives and friends. This is the evening of my bar mitzvah, the night when I become a man in the spiritual sense, the night when it is my privilege to sign my name to the scroll of Jewish manhood. Standing on this altar, I am filled in this sacred hour with many resolutions to continue my studies of Jewish tradition so that I will be a good Jew, to help my fellow man regardless of his race or creed or color, to give when giving is needed without thought of receiving in return, to live a life of honor according to the teachings of our Torah. As I stand on this pulpit in this important hour of my life, I think back to the time when I started my religious education at Sunday school. I remember asking, why do I have to go to Sunday school? Thinking back in these past 7 years, I realized they haven't been too bad. In fact, they have taught me a great deal. I have learned of our Torah, our history, our customs and traditions. I have learned about many of the great personalities of our past. Noah, of whom I have read about tonight, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the founders of our religion, and so many others. At the beginning of my Torah portion, there are these significant words. Noach ish tzadik tomim ha'yah v'dor sah. Esho Elohim hitholech Noach. Noah lived in a time of great evil and corruption. And Noah walked with God. Noah lived in a time of great evil and corruption. It is not a simple task for him to remain good and pious when all his neighbors were wicked. In spite of the great abuse which he had to render because of his goodness, Noah remained devoted to the cause of righteous living, which all God-loving people must follow. As a reward, God saved him and his family from death in the waters of the flood. I hope and pray I too may live a righteous life by always choosing what is good and turning away from what is evil. This is a happy night for me, as I try to tell you what I see. I am proud to be a good Jew and a good American, and I shall always try to be worthy of both of these heritages. I pray that I may always meet my responsibilities to my loved ones and friends, and that I will be a man who will stand up against evil and corruption, even as Noah did in his generation. May I express my very deep gratitude to this great congregation, which has given me an opportunity to learn my heritage. And I offer thanks to Mr. Gross and Mrs. Elkin, my Hebrew teachers, and especially to Rabbi Cohn for the many hours he has spent with me preparing for this evening's ceremony. But above all, I am grateful to my dear parents and grandmother, who by their own example have given me a love of Judaism and our family life. I thank them for all they have taught me, so that I may live intelligently as an American Jew. May God grant them long life, health, and happiness. I pray that as I inscribe my name in the golden book of this congregation, God may grant me long life, and I may be always loyal to my people, my community, my temple, and my God. Amen.
Congregation joined. Warmest, heartiest, most
Our worship continues with the Kiddush service on page 93 of the prayer book. Assisting in the Kiddush this evening is the father of the bar mitzvah, Mr. David Sugarman. Let us rise. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, borei pri ha'gofen. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kiddushan of a mitzvah salvarat zavono v'shabaz kodesho Avrotson in Hilano, Zikaron, La Masai Varaishi, Ihuyon to Hilal Mikroe Kodai. Zahar Letzios Mitzrayim. Even the heart of Yosaru Kidoshka Tato Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Peri HaGotem.